You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Kent Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective podcast. This week, I'm going to dig into musicals based on pre-existing music, more commonly referred to as the jukebox musical. I'm going to tell you why I think that term should be partially banned. Stay tuned for more on that in just a few moments.
I wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Hey everybody, it's Ken Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. This week we're talking about a very commercially successful type of musical, a genre unto itself. It is what is more commonly referred to as the jukebox musical. I'm going to talk about how we're going to come up with a better classification for musicals based on pre-existing music. That's how I refer to these, but that's a very long, boring description. Musicals based on pre-existing music or a pre-existing catalog. That's certainly not a buzz phrase. So we're going to come up with some different classifications for these types of musicals today. They have been very successful, and a lot of people think the birth of the musical based on pre-existing music was Mamma Mia. And that is actually not true. Mamma Mia is the most famous example of it in the modern times, of course, because it spawned 142 companies all over the world and made a bajillion dollars. Spawned a movie and even a movie revival, and actually probably sold more albums, more ABBA albums than ABBA's original run when they were a pop group. So obviously they can be very commercially successful. Then we've seen Jersey Boys, we've seen Beautiful, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of people think it was born with Mamma Mia. It was not. Jukebox musicals, as they are commonly referred to, or this musicals based on pre-existing music, date way back. I mean, Eight Misbehavin' is technically a quote-unquote jukebox musical. Forever Plaid, that little show, that's technically a jukebox musical. There have been tons of them throughout history where musicals have been written, whether original stories or not, where music that has existed previously was used as the score. So this term jukebox musical, it has a very negative connotation these days. Critics have come out against them. I think it was Jesse Green from the New York Times who called them a cockroach, or it might have been Ben Brantley. Critics tend to slap at these suckers because they think there is just a lack of originality. In truth, and take it from me, because I've worked on several, it can be very challenging to craft a story around songs that already exist, right? So I like to break these down a little bit more. One, I don't like that term jukebox musical anymore. And frankly, I just don't think it applies. I mean, first of all, the most successful quote-unquote jukebox musicals we've seen, Mamma Mia, Jersey Boys, Beautiful, that's one artist, right? One artist. When was the last time you went up to a jukebox, put in a quarter, and you saw only one artist in the jukebox? Well, first of all, when was the last time any of us saw a jukebox? That's a whole other story. But you understand what I'm saying. Jukeboxes don't usually have one artist only in the jukebox. So already it doesn't seem to apply. It may apply to some. Rock of Ages, Forever Plaid again, right? But not all, and not even our most successful. So I break these types of musicals down into three different buckets. I'm going to go through them now. The first would be the bio musical. That is your Jersey Boys. And that is your Beautiful. And that is also the musical that I am producing with Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons and Jersey Boys. A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, where we are telling the story of the artist. This is the bio musical. That's bucket number one. Bucket number two of this type of musical is what I call the catalog musical, where one artist's catalog is used to tell an original story. So this would be Mamma Mia. This would be All Shook Up, which used the songs of Elvis, right? This is the catalog musical. Again, this is an original story, so it's unrelated to the artists who wrote the songs, but it is only using that one artist song. And the third bucket of these types of shows would be what I call the compilation musical or the jukebox musical, the pure, unadulterated. There are lots of different artists in there. This is your Rock of Ages. This is your Moulin Rouge. Moulin Rouge would actually apply, even though it's also based on a movie, so it gets a lot of credibility from there. But those are the three different types of quote-unquote jukebox musicals. Again, I want to do away with that term, except for the specific jukebox-style musical like the Rock of Ages. I believe there are three different types. There are, same with me, bucket number one, the bio musical, bucket number two, the catalog musical, and bucket number three, the compilation or the jukebox musical. Now, here's a big question for you. And I'm going to leave you with this. Which type of musical based on pre-existing music, bucket number one, bio, bucket number two, catalog, or bucket number three, compilation, which one has been more, quote-unquote, successful? Which has a higher recoupment rate? That's how we define success in this business, getting their investors their money back and getting to profit. Which type of musical, bio, catalog, or jukebox, has been more, quote-unquote, successful, which has a higher recoupment rate? Got a guess? Is it A? Is it B? Is it C? The answer is, I will tell you next week on the Producer's Perspective podcast. So don't forget to tune in to next week. I will reveal the answer then and talk about another scintillating topic that I know you will be interested in. We will see you then on the Producer's Perspective podcast. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.